This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, K88IDJ. This is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, May 23rd, 2025. Breaking news right at the top this week, amateur spectrum addressed in the U.S. House Reconciliation Bill. ARRL is reporting that on the morning of May 22, 2025, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a massive reconciliation bill. Here are the spectrum provisions relevant to amateur radio. Within 2 years, not less than 600 megahertz must be identified from between 1.3 and 10 gigahertz for reallocation to commercial use for broadband services. The identified spectrum must be auctioned by the FCC for such services on an exclusive license basis as follows. Not less than 200 megahertz within 3 years, that's mid-2028, and the remaining spectrum at least 400 megahertz within 6 years, that's mid-2031. Excluded from the spectrum that could be reallocated for these purposes is 3.1 to 3.45 gigahertz, which includes the temporary secondary amateur band at 3.300 to 3.45 gigahertz and 5.925 to 7.125 gigahertz. With regard to amateur spectrum, the bands that potentially could be subject to consideration for reallocation under this legislation are 13 centimeters, 2300 to 2310, and 2390 to 2450 megahertz, and 5 centimeters, 5650 to 5925 megahertz. At this time, a number of bands have been mentioned informally for consideration, none of which include amateur spectrum, but the bands under consideration could change, and ARRL will closely monitor the evolving situation. Additionally, some government operations may be required to consolidate in current amateur secondary spectrum that is already shared with those government users. In select instances, this might constrain amateur operations if such a consolidation occurs. It is to be emphasized that these provisions have been passed by the House, but U.S. senators have not agreed to some aspects and have stated their intention to modify these provisions as the bill moves through Senate consideration. The goal for final enactment is July 4, 2025. There are many highlights this week from the 2025 Dayton Hamvention. ARRL interacted with thousands of members at the Dayton Hamvention in Xenia, Ohio. There were many ARRL programs and services available to visitors to the ARR Expo area. The ARRL Youth Lounge was busy throughout the event, and the kids were loving it, according to Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, who pointed out that young visitors were building code keys from 3D-printed kits and testing them out by sending messages. Saturday's ARRL Youth Rally saw several dozen young people get engaged in a day of ham radio fun. The Youth Rally actually extended into Sunday with the kids contacting skydiver Carlos Ortiz, K9OL, as he parachuted to the ground with a handheld radio. A little later, they launched an APRS-equipped balloon, W1AW-11, on a hopefully round-a-world trip. It flew into Africa on Thursday afternoon after crossing the Atlantic Ocean. Meanwhile, back in Hamvention, the ARRL Collegiate Amateur Radio Program booth was a flurry of activity with young adult hams for the whole weekend. The ARRL lab tested more than 170 radios in the booth, including a handheld radio that fell some 14,000 feet, and yes, it was K9OL's. It not only survived the fall in working condition, but still passed the spectral purity test. The chance to visit with members was encouraging for ARRL Digital RF engineer John McAuliffe, W1DRF, saying it was nice to have one-on-one with members who don't normally have direct contact with the lab. ARRL-sponsored forums were popular, especially a new one. Salty Walt's Portable Antenna Forum saw a packed house. Salty Walt Hudson, K4OGO, also had long lines to visit with him and get a signed copy of his new ARRL book, Salty Walt's Portable Antenna Sketchbook. The book, which made its successful debut at Hamvention, shows examples of antennas that Salty Walt has created for his fun seaside operating session. Salty Walt has amassed a large following on YouTube, bringing viewers along on his adventures and sharing his down-to-earth approach to tinkering. "What you saw in that forum," said Hudson, "is where hams are at today. What I try to do is simplify things, go out and try it, and do make mistakes. That's what my YouTube channel is all about." You can read and see more highlights at ARRL.org. The Hurricane Watch Net is remembering and celebrating 60 years of operation. In September 1965, Hurricane Betsy hit Florida, the Bahamas, and the central U.S. Gulf Coast. The damage there was nearly $1.42 billion, earning the storm the nickname Billion Dollar Betsy. Forecasting for storms like Betsy was still in its infancy. Bobby Graves, KB5HAV, the current Hurricane Watch Net manager, shared that amateur radio operator Gerald E. Jerry Murphy, K8YUW, then 28 years old, was stationed at the U.S. Naval Mobile Construction Battalion Center in Davisville, Rhode Island. During his time off, he handled countless phone passages and messages to and from military-deployed personnel. As a member of the Intercontinental Amateur Radio Net, IARN, on 14.320 megahertz, the public was becoming concerned, said Graves. In 1965, there wasn't any access to 24-hour news and weather reports. Murphy suggested to the IARN net manager to move those interested in the storm up 5 kilohertz to get them off the net, and the net manager agreed. Marcy Rice, KZ5MM, located in the Canal Zone, Panama, followed Murphy, and together they established the first hurricane watch net on 14.325 megahertz. Murphy passed away in March of 2025. Now the HWN will host a two-day on-air special event to celebrate its 60th anniversary on June 7th through the 8th, 2025. Net control stations located across the United States will all operate using the call sign WX5HWN on or near 14.325 megahertz and 7.268 megahertz at the following times. Saturday, June 7th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and Sunday, June 8th to 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And a note here that operations on 7.268 megahertz will conclude at 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. A special commemorative certificate will be available by sending an email request to WX5HWN at hwn.org no later than June 30th, 2025. 2025 ARRL Field Day is 5 short weeks away, June 28th through the 29th. The theme of Radio Connects highlights how radio ties our world together, bridging distances near and far, connecting people of all ages and walks of life through a shared interest in wireless technology, and providing a hands-on pathway for future technology leaders to experiment with radio as a part of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics curricula. ARRL has made it easy for radio clubs to make in-person connections during the event. In addition to the resources available for promoting activations that are available on the Field Day website at www.arrl.org/fieldday, there is a site locator tool. Clubs can list their activations, and those looking to attend a Field Day site can find one in their area. ARRL Public Relations and Outreach Manager Sierra Harrop, W5DX, says the locator tool is important for bringing people together. ARRL Field Day is a great opportunity to gather, not only with members of the public to be able to visit with radio amateurs about our hobby, but many not-so-active hams who use the event as a chance to get on the air, said Harrop. The site locator is key for making those connections. With a little more than a month to go until the big weekend, there were 538 sites listed on the locator. To search for a site near you, just go to the map and zoom in on your area. Click the red map pins for details about each site. To add information to the locator, click on Add a Station. ARRL Field Day is the most popular on-air event annually in North America. More than 31,000 hams participate each year. Connect with others who are preparing for the event in the official ARRL Field Day annual event Facebook group. The spring season section manager election results are in. ARRL members in Utah have elected Brett Pruitt, K7BDP of Hurricane, to continue as the ARRL Utah section manager, and his new term of office starts on July 1st. Pruitt received 275 votes, and Bob Craven, N7GTE, received 234 votes. Election ballots were counted on Tuesday, May 20th at ARRL headquarters. Pruitt was first appointed as section manager of the ARRL Utah section on February 1st, after previous section manager Pat Marlin, N7PAT, resigned from the role in late January for health reasons. Nevada will have a new section manager as well as of July 1st, 2025. Craig McVeary, N0CSM, was the only nominee to run for the new term of office when nominations closed on March 6th. John Bigley, N7UR, the current Nevada section manager, decided not to run for a new term of office after serving as section manager for the past 10 years. And there is more information for you on the section manager election at ARRL.org. Three new members were inducted into the Amateur Radio Contest Hall of Fame on May 17, 2025, during Hamvention Weekend. Pat Barkley, N9RV, has been an active CW contester and station builder since getting his first license as WN8YVR in Michigan in 1967. John Lanny III, KB4BAI, was first licensed as KN4BAI in November 1954 at the age of 12, and Yuli Weiss, DJ2YA, was playing around with crystal detectors when he was only 10 years old. You can read more about these three new inductees at ARRL.org. The Amateur Radio Contesting Hall of Fame is currently managed by the Worldwide Radio Operators Foundation in memory of CQ publisher Dick Ross, K2MGA. Amateur radio operators will be busy on Memorial Day 2025. The National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City, Missouri, will partner with area amateur radio operators to host special event station WW1 USA on Monday, May 26th, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. The Gwinnett Amateur Radio Society will support Tusala, Georgia's 31st Memorial Day Parade, May 26, 2025. Amateur radio operators will be on site from 7 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. And the Maryland FM Association will hold their 2025 Memorial Day Hamfest on Monday, May 26th from 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. Talk-in will be on the WA3DZD repeater, 146.16, 146.76, 223.16, 224.76, and 449.0 and 444.0 with CTCSS of 107.2. Admission is $10. The event is an ARRL-sanctioned Hamfest. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Now that Hamvention is over, we hope you enjoyed visiting the ARRL booths and the AMSAT booths and all the others. This week, AMSAT has announced one of their new initiatives. We have been working on this for some time. As part of our way to reach out to youths, we have BuzzSat. We are going to be offering courses that will get our youth interested in space and satellites. The first course is satellite meteorology. Future courses will be climate change, pollution control, wildlife and natural resources, navigation, satellite design and operation, space exploration communications, broadcasting, military operations, and more. You can view the first course at BuzzSat, that's BUZZSAT.com. We hope you enjoy it and share it with others. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport, May 24th through the 25th, the CQ Worldwide WPX Contest, that's CW. May 26th, the QRP ARCI Hoodow Sprint, that's CW. May 27th, the QCX Challenge, CW Phone and Digital. And May 28th, the Phone Weekly Test, that is Phone. Remember to visit the ARRL Contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions, May 30th through June 1st, CPAC hosting the ARRL Northwestern Division Convention, that's in Seaside, Oregon. On June 8th, the Breeze Shooters Hamfest hosting the ARRL Western Pennsylvania Section Convention in Butler, Pennsylvania. And on June 21st, the Knoxville Hamfest hosting the ARRL Tennessee State Convention in Knoxville, Tennessee. And this reminder, ARRL headquarters will be closed on Memorial Day, Monday, May 26th. There will be no W1AW code practice or bulletin transmissions on Memorial Day. ARRL headquarters will reopen Tuesday, May 27th at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. And finally this week, thanks to the South Texas Amateur Repeater Society in Cameron, Texas, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at ARRL.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@ARRL.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.